The last commercial harvest of Pribilof Island blue king crab was almost 2 decades ago. Extremely low population numbers have kept that fishery closed. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Zoe Sobel has more on St. Paul Island's efforts to bring back the species.
It's really hard to find blue king crab off St. Paul Island.
They're almost like unicorns in the trawl survey now.
That's Lauren Devine, co-director of St. Paul's Environmental Conservation Office.
There are very, very, very few being found. And almost when you find one, it's kind of unreal. It's kind of surreal.
As the blue king crab population goes down, fishermen on St. Paul Island face more restrictions to reduce bycatch. And when those crab are caught accidentally, that can lower fishing quotas even more. Those precautions are intended to protect crab and help the species rebound. One idea Devine thinks could help the species recover is outstocking. That's when female crab are plucked from the wild, flown to a hatchery where their eggs are raised until the young crab are dime-sized, and then they're all returned to the ocean. That method is being tested in Kodiak on red king crab, and Devine says they're seeing positive results.
That gives us a lot of hope to say if it worked with red king crab, there's the potential that we could do this outstocking and we could put these babies in the wild somewhere where we can go back and check, and we could actually track survival and see the molt and see, you know, the success of these crabs surviving.
But the restrictions in place to protect the crab also make it difficult to do research on the species. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game would have to issue a permit to allow Devine to remove crab out of the water. That permitting process takes a long time, but Devine thinks it's time to try.
In the 16 years that we've been looking at this species and trying to rebuild the species, nothing else has worked. There is nothing to suggest that simply not touching them is going to do anything for the population in the future.
At this point, she says scientists have exhausted other ideas. There's only so much you can take from one population and apply to another. Devine dreams of the day St. Paul's fishermen will be able to fish without being limited by blue king crab bycatch. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in St. Paul.